Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thanks a million, Gemma. Well, as we heard, the Garda Commissioner has admitted that it was far from perfect that uniformed Gardaí with no protective equipment found themselves on the front line at the clashes in Coolock in Dublin last week. Drew Harris told the policing authority that the unarmed Gardaí showed great courage as they were subjected to violence and abuse, but that they kept the situation from escalating last Monday week until the public order unit arrived. Well, for reaction to this now, former Assistant Commissioner Pat Lee. He joins me. Pat, far from perfect that uniformed Gardaí find themselves with no protective equipment on the front line at those clashes. Your reaction to Drew Harris speaking this afternoon?
Hi, Derval. Well, look, in fairness to the Commissioner, he has come out and he has called it for what it was. And look, that's unfortunate. But I think it's really important that we understand how policing protests has taken place in Ireland over the last several decades. We've adopted a very benign approach to policing protests, and we need to protect that. And unfortunately, occasionally, you're going to find yourselves being caught out, and in this time, for maybe an hour or maybe 2 hours before you get the appropriate resources in to deal with it. But look, I don't think we should be engaging in any knee-jerk reactions as a consequence of that. This is just something that happens in a situation, an environment where Ireland and the police in Ireland have done a really, really good job over many years. And that's based on their community orientation. And we need to preserve that as best we can. Now, for before we change the way we do business around policing protests, we need to have a clear understanding and agreement across all stakeholders of the current recognised situation. What have we got? Has the context changed to the extent that we need to change the way we police? Now, that's a very difficult decision to make. But we may be faced with that right now, Derval. Sorry.
Yeah, it's an interesting inflection point, because obviously one of the issues that came up was the question of, did it take too long to deploy the public order unit last week? The Commissioner rejected suggesting that that was the case. But even, I suppose, the decision whether to deploy, when to deploy, is itself, I feeds into that whole question of escalation and de-escalation.
Well, look, for planned operations, it's a well-tested way of doing business, Derval. We always put out the soft caps first, the community guards, the uniform guards, without helmets, without shields, because you do not want to provoke a situation. You do not want to become the story the following day. And this has worked so well for us, because over the years, we've engaged with those who will engage with us. And that has been pretty broad engagement. And very few groups have failed to engage with guards in relation to protests. But you do find in certain situations that doesn't happen. So if you have a planned protest, you're still going to put out your soft caps first.
Pat, you might let us know, because bump caps were raised today, and this whole notion of bump caps versus soft caps, what does that speak to?
They're not a helmet. They're a halfway between both. The guards didn't like them, and I don't blame them for that, because they're not nice. They're neither one thing nor the other, Derval. If you're going to put guards out in hard hats, they need to be proper hard hats, the same as their public order unit wear. And that was a normal fare for the guards for many decades again. It's only in the last 10 years, I think, that they were actually taken out of service. So every guard should be issued with a hard cap for these situations. But in terms of deploying them, wearing them, that's a choice you have to make based on the context. And as I say, we've had a very benign approach to this over. But look, you also must conduct a risk assessment. Knowing the information, the intelligence that's available, you conduct a risk assessment in advance, and you determine then the style of policing that you're going to roll out the following day or over the following hours.
Yeah, just on that question, Pat, of context, because a debate has arisen in the wake of the protests in Coolock about whether we should have a full-time public order unit, a dedicated unit to be deployed. And it was interesting listening to Drew Harris talk about how the creation of such units, the deployment of them, can themselves actually become a contentious factor for communities if they see those deployed. In circumstances where you said that the Gardaí strength is that community connection, do you support the creation of a public order unit?
Well, look, it wouldn't be a stretch, Derval, because over many years we had a public order unit out and about on Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights, just as a backup to the uniformed guards in the event that we were to encounter some, you know, public disorder on a scale that the uniformed men and women couldn't address. So, look, it's not beyond us to do that. I do think we're in a phase now where we have a change that's not likely to go away anytime soon, where we do have to consider it. We do have to engage in a discourse to see, OK, what changes may we need to make right now that is going to deal with the situation? Because we can't keep putting out resources that don't have the capacity to deal with spontaneous incidents either. But I do think, look, it's a broader discourse. I do think it has to take place. I wouldn't shut it down right away. But I do also think that you're probably talking about small numbers, reasonable numbers, maybe 50 to 100 at any given time if they're going to be on standby. But I wouldn't shut down that discourse right now.
And indeed, even the online threats to Gardaí in the wake of the protest might actually put some of the members of from joining such a unit. Can I bring you to another question, Pat, which was Drew Harris told the policing authority that Gardaí needed further legislation to use software to allow them to make digital identification of subjects and objects. This is obviously a very, very sensitive issue, but he spoke to the task of manually going through all of the CCTV footage from the protests and indeed previously as well from the riots in Dublin City Centre last November. That again is a very, very sensitive issue for the community.
It is there of a look, and it's contentious across the world. Actually, you're talking in some respects about facial recognition technology, and there's a strong pushback against that. In actual fact, in Wales, it had to be taken out of service in the police force after a court case. So there are safeguards that need to be put in place before you can actually engage in the use of facial recognition. Now, it's not beyond our capacity to do that and put the right safeguards in place, but we can expect a big pushback from it. Having said that, we do need to move with the times. We do need to have the technology. There's no point in having a team of guards in there watching 10 or 20,000 hours of footage. It's just a complete waste of time. And by the time you get people before the courts, as a consequence, look, it's, the effect is gone. So we do have to move with the times. I would agree with the Commissioner that we need to at least consider the technology, test it, see what needs to be put in place to keep everybody happy with its use and how it will be used, how it will be stored, how it will be destroyed afterwards, etc. Because facial recognition technology has been found to be erroneous and giving false positives. And Interpol have come out over the last couple of years and have, you know, warned people about this, albeit that it is being used quite frequently across the world by police services.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that reaction to that policing authority meeting this afternoon. Former Assistant Commissioner Pat Leahy. We're going to take a quick break.